Martin Shkreli is back in the news today. He has been fired as CEO from a second drug company, Kalobios Pharmaceuticals. This comes after Shkreli's arrest last week for securities fraud related to a hedge fund that he ran years ago. He said he is not guilty, but the case was not connected to what made him infamous a few months back when, as CEO of a different drug company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, he hiked the price of a life-saving drug by more than 5,000%. He is no longer at that company either. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Shkreli got involved with Kalobios just last month. The company was really on its last legs then. Can you tell us more about that and his role?
That's right, Jeremy. It was a struggling biopharmaceutical company. Stock value is around $2. He comes in, swoops it up, and takes over the company. He led this investor group, and he ends up becoming the CEO, which doesn't last in that position for very long, because as you just said, he's been forced out of that position, brings in his own board of directors, and also the shares of that struggling company skyrocket as soon as people learned this huge stake that he had in there, and they know what he's done in the past with other drug companies, how he's operated, and saw great potential.
Well, and this company had a drug for Chagas disease, which is caused by a parasite. What was he planning to do with that drug, or do we know?
Well, you know, they're working on an agreement to acquire that drug. And the New York Times has done some reporting on this, and they said that they were trying to get this drug approved for use in the United States, and then New York Times reports be able to charge tens of thousands of dollars for the treatment, this raising alarm among doctors who treat the disease. Now, this is a disease that primarily affects people from Latin America, immigrants from Latin America, and about 300,000 of them. And it's this parasite that causes digestive tract and other types of damage to the body. But you know, it's a similar story to what we've heard with his other companies and how he's taken drugs that he sees potential to really make big money with.
So Kalobios shares lost more than half their value after his arrest last week. Trading was actually halted. What's going to happen to the company now and some of its drugs?
You know, it's a really interesting question because he pretty much was the company at this point, you know, with when he took over. They've got several other drugs that are in that they were hoping to bring through the pipeline. One of them was a drug for leukemia, and we've just learned that the researchers, cancer researchers, say they're not going to work with Kalobios on testing this drug until they know more about this investigation into Mr. Shkreli. In terms of when this stock will be trading again, not sure of that either. The last quoted price was around $24. So he brought it from $2 when he bought it to $24, and that's where it's at the moment. Where it will land, nobody knows.
Was he involved in any other companies that we're going to find out about in the coming days and weeks?
That's a good question. I mean, he's got for a young guy, he's had quite a resume. You know, he's worked with several companies in the past. You know, Retrofin was the drug company that he resigned from last year, and then he went on to found Turing, and then he had to resign from that last week. That, of course, is the company that raised that anti-parasite drug more than 50-fold. Brought him a lot of infamy.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal talking with us about the latest news on Martin Shkreli, who is out at another drug company, Kalobios. Jason, thanks.
Thank you.